Henry led his younger sister and brother home from school. He didn't walk beside them because he was 13. Still, he paused to kick an occasional stone so Lizzie and William didn't have to stretch their much shorter legs.
"Henry, wait for us," Lizzie called. "Mother promised to have pumpkin pies waiting, and she won't like it if all of us don't get home at the same time."
"She won't like it," echoed 6-year-old William.
"Okay." Henry rubbed his stomach and looked at their freshly painted white frame house. Henry remembered the hard work he and Nathaniel had done with Father when they first arrived in Missouri. They had cleared the land, planted a garden, and dug a well. At that time, his mother cooked on an open fire and couldn't make treats like pumpkin pies. Now, they had a home, and he was in school again, after 6 months off to help the family get settled.
"Nathaniel's home. I hope he hasn't eaten all the pie," William shouted.
"Mother wouldn't let him."
Lizzie rubbed William's curly, dark hair, damp with perspiration from his trying to keep pace with Henry. "Finally!" Nathaniel leaned on the hoe. "Thought you'd never get here. Mother wouldn't even give me a taste until you got home." The younger two chattered to their mother about what happened at school, but Henry stayed outside with his older brother.
"What are you doing home?"
Henry looked at Nathaniel, who was 16 and almost as tall as Father. "Going to be some changes," Nathaniel said. "Father's got the Texas bug. Been talking to Stephen F. Austin about moving to Mexican Tejas."
"We'll have to start all over. Remember how hard that was?"
Henry looked at his big brother. "I do remember. That's why I'm starting a new venture." Nathaniel hit Henry on the shoulder. "I won't be going."
"Not going? Does Father know?"
"He knows," Nathaniel said. "I may come to Mexican Tejas later, but you're almost a man. You can help Father and Mother."
"I don't want to go."
Henry Belkin glanced at the chickens and cows in their fenced area. Building those pens, the barn, and the chicken coop had all taken time and hard work, too. He wanted to stay in school.
"Better learn to like it, because you're going. Just a matter of when."
"And you?"
Henry grabbed the sharp-edged hoe Nathaniel had set aside and worked his way down one of the rows.
"I'm going to work in the bank for Mr. Allen. I start tomorrow."
"You do?"
Henry asked. Nathaniel grinned at him. He might be a man's size and have a man's job, but he acted as excited as a kid.
"I should have started today, but Father asked me to wait. He's going to break the news to Mother."
"She'll be glad."
"I'm not so sure. Oh, you mean about being a banker? Yes, she'll be glad about that."
Nathaniel glanced down the street, as he'd done several times since they'd been talking.
"Pie's waiting for you."
The boy's mother lumbered through the front door to the porch, holding her back. Patience Belkin, a small-boned woman, was usually thin, except when she was expecting a baby. Henry liked babies. He liked the way they smelled and the way they curled their tiny fingers around his. He never admitted this to anyone, but he looked forward to the day he'd have a new brother or sister.
"I saw your father from the kitchen window. He's hurrying like his feet are on fire. Hope nothing's wrong."
Patience Belkin leaned against the door frame.
"He might have good news, Mother."
Nathaniel grabbed Henry's hoe and placed it against the shed.
"You're home early, Ambrose. I don't have dinner ready yet."
Patience wiped her forehead and rubbed the large bulge under her apron. Ambrose Belkin waved his hat over his head.
"I've got it all arranged. Wagon, supplies, seeds, livestock. We head for Texas a week from today."
Henry's father opened the gate to the fence surrounding their spacious home.
"We're going next week?"
Henry looked at Nathaniel, who gave a slight nod of confirmation.
"I thought we were going to wait until after the baby came."
Patience left the porch quickly and began cutting the tops off the turnips. Chop, chop, chop.